You are Locked On Seahawks, your daily Seattle Seahawks podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hi, and welcome to the Locked On Seahawks podcast. I am Grant Goldberg, joined by Spike Friedman. You can find us on Twitter at Grant Goldberg, at Spike Friedman. You can find Spike's work on The Stranger. And today's show is brought to you by MyBookie.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON for up to a 50% bonus on your first deposit. And Spike, this is a must-win game for the Seahawks. How are you preparing for this sure-to-be-ugly game on Sunday?
Yeah, that's exactly it, right? It's going to get weird. And it's going to be a brutal game. I really think both of these defenses, I mean, Arizona's rush defense is clicking at a really high level. We saw Seattle's defense really do the Pete Carroll bend but don't break thing in a sort of throwback way last week against the Cowboys. So I guess I'm stockpiling coffee, mostly stockpiling coffee for this game, as it is going to be... It's going to be a lot of short passes, a lot of incomplete passes. It's going to be dreary, is my guess.
Yeah, anytime you have Drew Stanton on the field quarterbacking your team, it's going to be not the most fun game to watch. I think that, yeah, defenses are going to be at the forefront, obviously. Did you have any matchup just to start the show to look out for in the Seahawks and Cardinals game?
Yeah, so let's dive right in. I'm looking at how the Seahawks are going to score some points against Arizona, given that they really struggled on offense against a Dallas defense that is very different, but not as good as this Arizona defense. And when you look at what Arizona does on defense, they're really, really good up front against the run. They've got a really... strong safety group right now. Ever since Buda Baker's gone in, since we injured, was it Tyvon Smith who was playing in front of
Tyvon
him?
Tyvon
Branch, sorry. That was playing in front of him for reasons that defy any sense of rationality. Baker's been really good sort of cleaning up the middle of the field for them. Matthew has obviously been getting healthier and healthier as the season's gone on. So they've got a lot of good pieces on defense, but it's especially good against the run. As we all know, Seahawks can't run the ball at all. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. We're terrible at it. And if you listen to Pete Carroll's press conference, the first thing he said when asked about Arizona was, boy, they are good against the run. So as much as we are all, I'm sure, fearing something along the lines of us running at Jadeveon Clowney over and over again, we might be getting a game that might be a little more what we want from the Seahawks offense, because they know they can't run the ball. This is not going to be one of those games where Pete afterwards says, well, we really thought we were going to be able to run the ball, but then it didn't go great. As he said 8 or 9 times this year, I think this is going to be the sort of game where we do sort of skirt that minimum of what it takes to run the ball in order to set up the play action. As vaunted as Patrick Peterson is, when you talk about the Arizona secondary, they are not that great against number one wide receivers. I've always thought Patrick Peters was a little overrated, and this year they are literally league average against number one receivers. They're 15th in the league. Their DVOA is 0. They are purely an average unit in terms of guarding number one receivers. They are slightly above average against number two, slightly below average against tight end. It just speaks to Russell Wilson being able to, if the pass pro holds up, and we talked about yesterday how it could, I mean, Chandler Jones is going to disrupt things against Jermaine Ifedi, but the rest of that matchup looks good. I think that the Seahawks are going to be able to throw the ball. And I think that that means that if Russell Wilson is accurate, and Grant, what's the weather look like?
It's going to be sunny. It's 42 degrees, 10% chance of precipitation.
That sounds like Russell Wilson weather to me. So I as much as I was instantly despairing about this game because, man, is that Arizona defense playing well broadly, specifically in terms of, like, the four things the Seahawks are capable of doing right now on offense, they are only good at guarding those. They are not great at guarding that. So I'm looking at that pass matchup, and I'm seeing a good day for Paul Richardson. I'm seeing a good day for Doug Baldwin. I'm seeing a pretty good day for Jimmy Graham. What are you looking at when you see the Seahawks offense?
Well, I'll stay on the subject of the Cardinals secondary and the Seahawks wide receivers. Well, I'll start off by saying that I think Doug Baldwin is finally getting healthier. I know that like there has never been an official injury.
I just wanted to say, I've been wildly speculating about his injury shape. He looked real good last week.
Yeah, he looked really good. And I thought, you know, if he was going to look good, it was going to be against the Cowboys. And, you know, he did, so it kind of, you know, calmed me a little bit. But I'm looking at the whole wide receiver group, and I'm lumping Jimmy in, I'm lumping Luke Wilson, Nick Vanna in, and I'm saying, you got to catch your passes. You're going to be able to get open, and, you know, Russell Wilson's going to have a little bit of time, barring a solo matchup between Ifedi and Chandler Jones. Especially if you can't run the ball, you're going to need those intermediate routes like we were talking about on an earlier show this week. You're going to have to work that passing game in the middle of the field and pick up those 6, 7, 8 yard gains to keep the offense on schedule. So especially Jimmy, if you're going to get open, catch the ball and, you know, pick up the yards you can get. We talked about his declining athleticism a little bit. And I know it's not declining, you know, by a huge margin, but you know, it's something that we have to be prepared for. So when he catches the ball, make sure you catch it before you try to run and try to break any tackles. And I think that, you know, the Seahawks receivers have gotten better in terms of drop balls over the season. I know that was a big problem in the beginning of the year, but you know, you're going to have to make those catches, especially against a team like the Cardinals, where if you don't make those catches, you have 2nd and 10, and you know that Darryl Bevell loves to call up running plays on 2nd and 10, straight up the middle. So,
well, I also think, like, the issue there is Buda Baker's so much faster. Like, right. They've got, and Matthew's fat, you know, they got that team speed, so there isn't necessarily going to be as much space.
Right, there's not going to be a bunch of yards after the catch.
Yeah, or even just, like, it's going to always be a little contested because those guys can close. I haven't watched all of the tape, but what I've seen from Buda Baker is, for UW fans, it's going to make sense. Like, he is as good at the next level as he was in college. And that's not great for us. We all know what Buda Baker can do when you let him cook. And the Cardinals are, you know, finally, it took him half a season. And as we remember, Cam, you know, took him a while to get on the field. Takes a while for safeties to get on the field. But, man, now that he's on the field, he looks ready to go. Speaking of ready to go, I think we are ready to go to a break. We're going to come back, talk about that revitalized Seahawks defense. Maybe the revitalized special teams game? Maybe? I don't know. We'll be back right after this, Locked On Seahawks.
Now that we are taking a short break, we're going to talk to you about mybookie.ag.
Quick.
Now, for those of you who are familiar with mybookie.ag, you can access all the lines from the pro games, from the bowl games, and you have live in-game betting, so you can get those bets in at any time. And we're going to loft out this promo code for you to use. If it's your first time, you can use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you can get up to a 50% bonus on your first deposit.
Use the promo. What are you guys doing?
Who doesn't like free money?
It's so good. We're gonna get
you some free money right now because we're going to look at the Seahawks line. And Spike, it's a little bit wild.
It is. So as good as the Cardinals are in one phase of the game, the line in Seattle, and as good as the Cardinals have been going to Seattle, the line is 9.5. Seahawks are 9.5-point favorites. I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that line, but I'm looking at the over-under. Over-under is 38.5, and I get why it's 38.5. We're going to talk about the Cardinals' offense in a minute. We've already talked about that Cardinals' defense, but for me, I'm going over. Anytime I see a line that's that low and I see Russell Wilson on the field, I've got hope, man. 38.5 is low. I'm taking the over on this game. That's my pick.
Yeah, I'm going to jump on top of you.
Oh,
I'm going to take the over, too. I think that, you know, there's an exploitable matchup for Russell Wilson, and if the offensive line holds up, if Ifedi, you know, gives him a little bit more time than he's expecting against Chandler Jones, then these receivers are going to get open down the field. And if we're moving the ball and we get into the red zone, you know what Jimmy Graham does. Jimmy Graham catches touchdowns in the red zone.
Yeah.
So I think that the Seahawks are going to be able to put up points on, and I think that maybe the Cardinals are going to make this game a little bit interesting. I don't think it's going to be super one-sided, but the teams are going to put up enough points to pass the over-under.
Yeah, so lock that in. That's the locked pick of the week. All right, yeah. So mybookie.ag, guys, use the promo code. What are you doing? Locked On.
We are back, and Seahawks fans, Locked On Seahawks listeners, we are going to talk about a certain matchup where hopefully the Seahawks will have some success in. I think that the pass rush really has to get home this week and make Drew Stanton uncomfortable. I don't think, you know, whenever Drew Stanton gets on the field, you have to, you know, do all you can to make him uncomfortable and force those turnovers. I think that, you know, Stanton isn't a great quarterback at all. We've seen that, but he is capable of winning games. We saw last year in Seattle. So you need to get that pressure. You need to build off a performance last week against the Dallas Cowboys where you pressured Dak Prescott on over half his pass attempts.
And yeah, I just want to say this right now. Weighted, so this is taking into account the most recent results, which are mostly Drew Stanton and Blaine Gabbert. The Arizona offense, DVOA rank 31st.
Now, as inconsistent as the Seahawks have been over the last 2 weeks, they've allowed a lot of points and they've allowed no touchdowns in the next week. But we're facing one of the worst offenses recently in the NFL. You can't give Drew Stanton time to find his receivers, especially Larry Fitzgerald, because Fitz is Fitz and Fitz is going to get open. So don't give him time to find Fitz. And you can't let him pass on you, and so you want them to try to run the ball with who, Spike?
They got Kerwin Williams going. And but let's just say the Arizona rush offense, not great. The passing offense is 27th, but we know overall they're 31st, which means that the rushing offense is, 32nd. The Arizona rushing attack is somehow worse than the Seahawks by a lot. And the somehow is that we have Russell Wilson at quarterback, which factors into our rushing DVOA. But my God, this Arizona rushing attack is dreadful. And that is shocking given what they were coming into the season. It's easy to forget David Johnson was supposed to be their number one running back. This team is 7-8. If they hadn't had that early David Johnson injury, they could be 9-7. They could be fighting for a playoff spot right now. But man, first Adrian Peterson coming in, having one good game and then being absolutely dreadful. And now Kerwin Williams, who is an off-brand of paint, I believe. I believe that's what he is on the weekends. They're bad. Their offensive line is not good. They've invested some resources there, but they are not a good offensive line right now. They're a combination of too old and too young. They're just bad. And as bad as the Seahawks were 2 weeks ago, we know that the linebacking depth on our team, on the Seahawks, is not good. Bobby Wagner and KJ Wright are excellent. And the next guys up are great special teamers. It's a lot like what we saw last year with Earl and the safeties. Stephen Terrell, great special teamer, not ready for prime time. We've got a prime time backup at safety now in Bradley McDougal, so that drop-off with Cam being out hasn't ruined our defense this year. But losing both Bobby and KJ in the same week is too much for a team that has to put in special team stalwarts. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, folks. We all know this. And so when we have Bobby Wagner at maybe 95, 98% of himself, he was a full go in practice already on Wednesday. So we are ready to go at linebacker. And we've got up front, we're missing Nas Jones, but the rest of that D-line looks like it's in pretty good shape. They had a great game against Dallas against the pass. Linebackers were really good holding Zeke. You know, Zeke was getting those chunk yardages. You know how many explosive runs Ezekiel Elliott had against the Seahawks last week, Grant?
How many explosive runs did Ezekiel Elliott have against the Seahawks last week?
Zero. And that is the number one rushing offense in the league. And yes, they were down Tyron Smith for three quarters of that game. So it isn't to say that no one could do that. If we were up against the Saints this week, I would be nervous as heck dealing with that two-headed monster that they've got back there. We are dealing with a two-headed monster of Kerwin Williams and someone named Elijah Penny. Elijah spelled with multiple H's. So I'm just like, I'm looking at that aspect of the matchup and I'm like, man, even if we were to fall behind in this game somehow, it's the sort of game that we will 100% be able to come back in, because they don't have a shutdown pass offense. They're good, but not great. They're not the Jags. And even when we fell behind against the Jags, we were able to come back against them. And they cannot run the ball, so they will not be able to salt away a game. Which means that as long as Atlanta is not out of touch, and let's face it, we know Atlanta can blow leads. 28-3, we never forget. So we are going to be live money for the playoffs in this game until the very end. I just can feel it. I can feel it in my fingers, which are weirdly cold given that I'm in Southern California right now. But I can feel it in them that the Seahawks rush defense, the fact that they're not going to be able to do anything, the fact that that is going to free up, you know, Justin Coleman, man, he was our best player last week. And the only thing the Cardinals can do is go to Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, it feels good, doesn't it, Grant?
It feels good. I know that it's a matchup that Larry Fitzgerald is going to win like 9 out of 10 times. But Justin Coleman, he's so versatile in this defense. You see him, you know, cover a lot of guys, but he's also rushing the passer on these corner blitzes.
And let's face it, we saw against Drew Stanton earlier this year in that first Arizona game, they could have beaten us. But he is so inaccurate down the field that they really just like it. He auto keeps the top on the defense. So basically, he's like a free second Earl Thomas.
Yeah, I was going to say he's Earl Thomas number two for the Seahawks defense. Yeah. I was going to make an interesting bet. Do you think that Elijah Penny has more H's in his name than rush yards on Sunday?
No, I think he gets the 6 rush yards.
All right, so he's going to...
Sorry. I want to apologize to Elijah Penny. He has 1 H in his name. He has 2 A's in his name.
Okay,
A's.
So we're going to flip it. We're going to say A's. He's going to triple the amount of A's that he has in his name.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. That's a good part to take a break at. I think that we have a couple more things to talk about. We're going to pick this game after this break we take right now. All right, we are back with Locked On Seahawks, Grant Goldberg, Spike Friedman. You can find us on Twitter, at our names. And Spike, I think the best route to win, I know that the Seahawks have made a lot of games close and, you know, have those patented fourth quarter comebacks, but it'd be nice to not have a slow start this week. I think if you can get out ahead early, you can put points on the board early, Russ hits his guys early, then you're going to make Drew Stanton pass the ball on you all game. And I think that's the best route for the Seahawks to win. I think that, you know, if we can avoid those fourth quarters where we're trailing 12-9 or we have a small lead and they have the ball, then it's good, especially in a game where you're, you know, playing to make the playoffs. So it'd be a lot less stressful for us. I know for them, obviously, in the game, but it just make it more comfortable for us, the audience at home, watching on TV, in the crowds, because that's what's important, right?
Yeah. Well, and I'm looking, and like the special teams for Arizona is pretty bad. Like, they're not going to have those sort of flip the field position plays that the Rams had against us. We got beat by a really good Rams team, and it sort of changed the narrative on the season again. And you look at what the Seahawks were able to do against Philly, what they were able to do against Dallas, even what they were able to do against Jacksonville. And this team is good, but not great. And despite the Cardinals' record, they are bad, but not good. Like, they're not good. Like, this is a bad team, especially with Drew Stanton. Even they can do one thing really well, and that's stop the run. But it doesn't really affect us. And I think what you're speaking to in terms of, are we going to get off to a hot start or are we going to do that trail position thing that makes my heart explode every week? I think that that's where that 9.5-point line is coming from in this game. For me, the 9.5 is such a weird number because either Seahawks are going to run away with this thing and win by 24, or it's going to be a dumb nail biter and they're going to win by 3. And, like, I hate that. I hate either version. I think they win either way. But it's why you don't really want to touch that line, is you're just sort of flipping a coin as to what Seahawks team you get in the first quarter.
Yeah, I think that it's just been, like, really frustrating, obviously, to watch them in the first quarter because, like, we see, like, even in the Rams game, like, we see guys, like, make plays downfield and then they get hit in the shoulder and fumble the ball. Or, you know, people, you know, drop passes or Russ misses guys early. And so if we can eliminate all that and have a good first quarter, have a first quarter like we did against the Texans, then it'd be a lot more comfortable to watch.
28 straight games without a touchdown on the first drive. Let's break that run.
Like, we talk about the Cardinals' run defense, and it's really good. Like, it's really, really good. But how do you stop something that's non-existent in the Seahawks' running game? I think that I think Russell Wilson will be able to open up the game, especially just, you know, finding his guys when they get open. They're going to have to get open. They will. And so I don't want to see him moving around as much when he doesn't have to, because, you know, he's created some pressure for himself like that. So I think that, you know, if he stands tall and hits his guys, I think that we're going to have a first good our first good quarter of the season. But our first good quarter. Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, it's
all right,
almost accurate.
Let's pick this game, Grant. We got to pick this game. It's time. I'm picking a win. Are you picking a win?
I'm picking a win. I'm going to.
What are you picking in Atlanta, Carolina? What are you picking?
Well, I mean, I'm going to pick a scenario where the Seahawks get into the playoffs. So I'll pick the Panthers to win. They'll win 24-20. It's going to be close, and we're gonna celebrate at the end.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's do it. Let's pick it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to pick it. God, am I going to? Yeah, I'm going to do it. Let's pick a Panthers win.
All right. What's the score?
Pick it. 38-7.
All right. And then I don't know. I think if the Seahawks saw that score, like, at any point in time where, like, they see the Panthers up at, like, 20 by halftime, then they're going to play, like, the fastest and, like, most loose football that we've seen them play all season, and they're going to dominate the Cardinals.
Nah, Jeremy Lane's going to get ejected. It's going to be a whole thing.
Right. There's going to be so many theatrics during this game. I think the Seahawks are going to win 23-10.
I'm going 31-10.
All right, so the Cardinals are scoring 10 points on Sunday, no matter what. I think that's something we can agree on.
And we're going to get that good Seahawks game. I'm not being facetious when I pick the Seahawks to blow them out. The Panthers thing, I don't even know, man. I don't trust either of those teams. No. I think so.
All season, you've been saying the Panthers are not to be trusted. They're not that good. We see them clinch a playoff spot, and our season depends on them winning a game in Week 17.
Agreed. If they just lost last week, like they almost did, we would be winning in. Ah.
All right. Well, they're gonna need to do the job. So.
Yeah. Just keep pounding, boys. Just keep pounding.
Never
all right.
Stop pounding, Cam Newton.
Give us a 5-star review. Do it. Put it on iTunes. Leave your Twitter handle. You get entered to win a PFF Edge membership. You know, subscribe to the podcast. Put it in your subscription. You know, so whatever you subscribe with, maybe like, it's on a magazine, so it's not going to come in the mail. Am I right, Grant?
It's going to come to your phone. It's going to come to your computer.
Exactly. So don't assume it's going to come in the mail, because it won't.
And when you're listening to this podcast and you get to the MyBookie portion, go to mybookie.ag, and then you can look at all the lines. You can bet on the lines, and you can use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you can get up to a 50% bonus on your first deposit.
Yeah, follow Grant on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, follow Drill on Twitter, he's funny.
Yeah, he's very funny. I think he might be pound for pound the best tweeter.
So it's a bad website. If you're not on Twitter, don't sign up for Twitter to follow us. That's not worth it. Just subscribe to the podcast.
Right, but if you're already in the hot mess that is Twitter, go ahead and look us up. So for Locked On Seahawks, I'm Grant Goldberg signing off, hoping for a win on Sunday.
And I'm Spike Friedman signing off, knowing we're going to win on Sunday.